Savacek just presented him the game puck. And Al will put it in his pocket and ultimately on his mantle or wherever else he keeps so many of the prize mementos from a brilliant career. So Al Arbor has won his 740th New York Islanders game.
This is a great day here at 101 ESPN as we are pleased and proud to welcome Al Arbor into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. The president of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, Greg Marasek, is here with us at the MAC. And Greg, this is a unique way to induct somebody into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, and we're thrilled here at 101 ESPN to be doing it.
You know, I think it's really special when you do just one guy on his own, and this man has been overlooked here for a long, long time.
He is a four-time Stanley Cup champion player, a four-time Stanley Cup champion coach, and he was the first captain of the Blues. And Al's wife, Claire Arbor, joins us now on 101 ESPN. And Claire, for you and for Al, we wish you the heartiest of congratulations. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing just fine and quite excited to get that award. What an honor. We're quite thrilled.
And we're so excited because we wished Al could have achieved here in St. Louis as a coach what he achieved on Long Island, but did so many great things. And I know that you and Al, first of all, really enjoyed St. Louis. There was a debate, I guess, in your family as to whether or not Al was going to continue playing. Tell us about initially coming to St. Louis as first-time members of the Blues.
Well, he had been drafted by the Blues, but he had wanted to kind of just stay where he was in Rochester or just go back home to Sudbury. But our good friend Glenn Hall, who had been also drafted, was the goalie for St. Louis. He happened to be a very close friend, and he talked Al into showing up and joining the Blues, which we never regretted because we were just so thrilled and happy to be what we called birth of the Blues, and we were part of that.
And not only first as Blues, but Al was the first captain. How much pride does he take in being the first captain ever of the St. Louis Blues?
Oh, tremendous pride because, you know, he always felt that the captain had a very special duty of kind of seeing to what the needs were for all his teammates. And in fact, we had the first team party when we had our little house in Florissant. And we didn't really know each other. We were just all players who came from every other team. So we had the first team party at our house, and I'll never forget it. The kids were watching us get up and dance. Frank Saint-Marseille had put a record on a good old, what do you call it? Anyways, the players were all jumping up and down and all that, and the kids thought my floor was going to give way. So it was really the beginning of them melding together, because at the time, the headlines in the newspaper was always saying, the Blues sink lower in the basement. And, well, we have the team didn't know each other. So that from that point on, they never looked back and always got better and better and did very well every year.
Claire, one of the things that we see are the pictures of the people dressed to the nines in going to Blues games at the arena in those early days. Tell us about going to games from your perspective as a wife and what the crowds were like.
Oh, my goodness. We were so impressed with the people. They were just all very professional people. They really didn't know too much about hockey. They just were going there to, because they were respectful of Mr. Solomon, the owner of the Blues. And actually, we could hear them say, oh, after, you know, seeing a few hockey games, they thought, this is pretty exciting. And strangely enough, it was the ladies that were attracted to the game. And I'm to understand that what it is about hockey that the women like is really the skating feature of it. They love the motion of the skating and all that. And it's not that hard of a game to catch on to. You know, there are not that many rules to know. So before you knew it, there was a crowd that came regularly, and they were all well-dressed people, like you say. And it was great for us to see, you know, the tremendous crowds we had. It was like a beautiful night out.
We are inducting Al Arbour into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, and Al's wife Claire is with us on 101 ESPN. And Claire, it's interesting, when I talk to Blues players, especially great Blues players, almost without fail, they say, for all they accomplish in hockey, their greatest regret is not winning a Stanley Cup here in St. Louis. And I have to believe that Al shares that feeling, that of any regrets that he has in the sport, it's not winning that final game here.
Oh, yes. You know, that's what they all aspire. They, from the time they joined their first hockey team, that's what they look for, to win the big prize of the Stanley Cup. That we never did it in St. Louis is really kind of a sad thing. But they gave it the old college try, as I say. They made it several times to the finals. We had to beat the mighty Canadians at the time, and they were pretty hard to beat. But we showed up well.
There was an article about Al and how he's doing in the paper a couple of weeks ago. And I'm told, Claire, that you've gotten a lot of response from people in St. Louis.
Oh, my goodness.
You're talking to those people now.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot tell you. I feel that the warm reception and the embracing of all the St. Louis fans is just, it's just awesome. It's so inspiring to I read the letters to him, and he has tears coming down his eyes because they're so touching. We just never knew that he had had that much of an impact, and I guess he did. And it's just so rewarding that so many people let us know about it. So we feel so embraced by St. Louis. We're quite honored.
Well, we have not and will not ever forget Al Arbour and Greg Marisek. We're honored and proud to induct Al Arbour into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.
Claire, I know you have that beautiful plaque there, because I know you've already been showing it off in Florida, but let me read the plaque for the audience here in St. Louis. And it says, to Joseph Al Arbour, hockey player coach, 1954 to 2008, first captain of the St. Louis Blues in history, defenseman helped the St. Louis Blues to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals, played on 4 Stanley Cup championship teams, was interim head coach of the Blues for parts of 3 seasons. He coached the New York Islanders to 4 straight Stanley Cup championships.
Wow.
He won an NHL record of 19 consecutive playoff series. Second for most wins, 782, in games coached, 1,607 in NHL history. He won the Jack Adams Award as the league's top coach in 1979. He was awarded the 1992 Lester Patrick Trophy for contributions to hockey. He was elected into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1996, and today he's enshrined in the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Well, Claire, we're honored that we were able to be a part of this, and we wish that Al would be able to make it with us on September 17th, but we're so thrilled that he is now a member for eternity of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, and we thank you for taking some time with us today and sharing some of your memories.
Well, we thank you for the honor and that you bestowed upon him. We will never, never forget our days in St. Louis, and that you did this for us is quite a blessing from God, let me tell you.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you so much.
You are quite welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. That is Claire Arbour, the wife of Al Arbour, with us on 101 ESPN. And if you didn't get an opportunity to read the article a couple of weeks ago, Al is not doing well, and that's why he couldn't join us on the phone. And, Greg, I know that it was important for you and the staff of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame to make sure that we got this done, and so we partnered up, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, we thank you and John Kiowski and all you guys here this afternoon, because this is what the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame should be about. You know, honor people while they're alive and enshrine people who really care. And as DeMarco knows, people who really care to be in this Hall of Fame.
It's now a big deal. Yeah. I'm looking at the list. I'm just hearing you guys talk about Al Arbour and just everything about St. Louis, everything about just his career. And it almost brings you to tears. every single time. So it is a big deal. So thank you so much.
And DeMarco, of course, a member of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. And you've got another great group of former St. Louis athletes heading in on September 17th at the Renaissance Grand Hotel. And here is the unveiling of the 2015 honorees, starting with Bags, the former football Cardinal kicker, Jim Bakken, who I grew up watching win so many games for the Cardinals. Also going in, Barbara Birkmeyer for golf. From St. Louis University, the great Anthony Bonner, who you had a chance to cover, Greg. And it'll be fun to see the St. Louis University Hall of Famer going into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.
No question. And we got a wonderful video, by the way, for those who come that night, of Anthony doing many great things.
DeMarco is already in the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Your best friend Kevin Carter is going in.
KC going in. I went in first, though. Ha ha! No. Well deserved. The best left end in St. Louis history, as far as I'm concerned. Sorry, Leonard Little, but well deserved. I'm so glad he's going in.
Also going in on September 17th, former Cardinal slugger Jack Clark, a huge part of two National League championship teams in 85 and 87. Former Cardinal Joe Cunningham is going in, an iconic St. Louis soccer personality, Daryl Duran of Steamers. Also, Mark Edwards, the great head basketball coach at Washington University. The former owner of the Hawks, Ben Kerner, is going in, Greg.
Well, you know, he's the last of the owners we haven't put in, and the shame of it is he needs to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame nationally. He's the only original owner who's not in it.
He should be, no doubt about it. Also going in on that night, September 17th, Rick Lessman, the legendary baseball coach at Merrimack. He was there for a long time and won championship after championship. Kenny Lohr from boxing is also going in.
You know, hardly anybody knows who Kenny Lohr is, but we discovered him one day because he was the trainer for both Michael Spinks and Leon Spinks.
Wow.
And many other great boxers until his death at age 85. He was still training young men down here, downtown.
And both of those guys, gentlemen, both Leon and Michael, in addition to being heavyweight champions of the world on the pro level, in the same year they won Olympic gold medals in boxing,
wow,
too. St. Louis
right.
was the, at that point, St. Louis was the center of the universe for boxing.
Absolutely.
Also going into the Hall of Fame on the 17th of September will be Steve Orthwein from Polo, Jim Otis, the football Cardinal, great fullback, and a longtime St. Louisan. Chris Pronger going in from the Blues, and it's great to have Prongs heading into the Hall of Fame. Also, Mizzou's former offensive tackle and now their analyst, Howard Richards. One of Brad's favorite teammates ever, Scott Rowland, is going in.
Best third baseman I've ever seen, even better person. I'm really excited for Scott. I'm really excited for his family, and I know he's pumped up.
Also going in, Leon Spinks, who won, as we mentioned, that gold medal and was the heavyweight champion of the world and one of the more memorable events in sports history when he beat Muhammad Ali in 1978. Taylor Twellman is going in from soccer, and also the St. Louis Polo Club. And then there are special achievement awards going in. Marvin Neals from Soldan and Cardinal Ritter gets the Metro Legend Award. The President's Choice Award is Norb Thurmer. The best burger I ever had in my life.
And you know, and really, a baseball. He's in the National Softball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it had a place here, the Thurmers.
Absolutely.
That was great.
It was
so,
the best.
No doubt about it. So he's going in. The Community Service Award will go to Cardinal Glennon. They do such incredible things in our community. The St. Louis Award of Champions, the 1974 Merrimack National Baseball Champs. The August A. Bush Jr. Award goes to Rich Soje, who's done unbelievable work in our community on a sports level for a long time. And the Heart of Gold Award, our soccer king here in St. Louis, Bill McDermott.
Well, and on behalf of his daughter, the late Mary McDermott, and what he's done for that hospital.
No doubt about it. This will be a really exciting night, September 17th at the Renaissance Grand. Greg, how can people get tickets?
Well, get tickets. You can get them right now by going online to our website, STLSHOF, St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.com, or call Tim Moore in the office. He'd love to talk to you. 314-226-1190. We expect over 1,000 people that night at the Grand Renaissance. And the Cardinals are not home, so don't worry about it.
All right. We're looking forward to it. I always look forward to it. It's one of the highlights and has become quickly one of the highlights on the St. Louis sports calendar. So it'll be great.
Well,
September
great.
17th.
And Randy will be one of the narrators. Understand, people, that when you come to our deal now, you're not going to get bored by long speeches. We interview one-on-one with the sportscaster who knows the most about that guy, and it works really well.
Looking forward to it. Craig, this has been a great day. Thank you very much, and we appreciate you allowing us to be a part of the induction of Al Arbor.
Oh, I appreciate it, and God bless everybody.
Thank you. All right.
That's Greg Marasek. He is the president of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Once again, September 17th at the Renaissance Grand will be the induction ceremony.